Good morning. We're moving on in the Chayodim, Hilchus Tfilo Klach of Beis, and we're looking at Simen Yud Aleph. So the Mechaber starts off with various different points of how a person is supposed to stand during Shmoneh Esrei, and then he will also talk about some of the thoughts a person is supposed to have while he's davening Shmoneh Esrei, some of the kavanas that a person is supposed to have. So he says, Yechavan Raglav Zuitzel Zu, we're very familiar with this halacha, that you're supposed to put your feet together. Now, in this halacha of putting your feet together, the more in bracha says the person's supposed to do this, there actually are two opinions how you do that. Armenically, put them right next to each other, and that's what he was saying over here. Let's say a person has difficulty putting his feet together. It's hard for whatever reason. It could be a person who has a lot of weight. He has some issues with his legs or something of that sort. So he's not mechuyav to put his feet together. Rav Moshe says in a tshuva, he should try and put them as close as possible. Or let's say he can put them together for a short period of time, and then afterwards it would be very difficult for him. So he's not mechuyav to even start like that. He can leave his legs apart, but put them together as close as possible. That a person should do. A person should bend his head a little forward. The person's coming in front of the king to ask his requests. So you don't, you somewhat hang your head as if you're coming in front of a great authority and you're a little bit uncomfortable because who said you deserve to be there? So you're sort of like hanging your head as opposed to a person is looking up very haughtily. That would be improper. A person should daven with his eyes closed. And this way he will not be distracted and looking at anything else. However, but if he's davening with a sitter, so then obviously he was davening with his eyes open. So person davening inside of the sitter, he should focus on the words of the sitter. Because a person who davens with his eyes open and he's looking around at other things, so the Chazal say Maktim Alav Malacham Avos, he brings the Malacham Avos early. So this is a quote from the Taz. Ratzalaymar Shein Ozeicha Liras Hashchina B'Shas Nisosa Rak Malacham Avos. The person can be taken from this world through the process of the Shechina coming and taking him, or he could have the Malacham Avos come and take him. So this will be a reason why the Malacham Avos will be the one who will come and take him. That being said, there is a halacha that a person is davening and he finds that he's getting his focus on the grandeur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the awe that he has for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is weakening. He's allowed to open his eyes and look up Klapei Mala and see the beautiful world the person created and realize how small he is in contrast to the world, and it will allow him to be mechazik and be mechuzik in his focus on his need to talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu and ask from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that is permitted. So in that situation, a person would be allowed to open his eyes and look, but that's not what we're talking about over here. The Chayyot, we're talking about a person who's davening with his eyes open. Over there, you're supposed to pause. You're not supposed to continue to say the words in that situation. You're supposed to pause. And during the pause, you're fortifying yourself with your Shemayim. But over here, it's not a case a person is davening with his eyes open, and he's looking around other things, so he's not really focusing on his davening. So even though he says he's able to focus, the idea that he's also thinking about other things, he's noticing them, etc., is not acceptable, obviously. He should put his hands in his heart. The right hand over the left hand. This is true even for a person who's a lefty. Should put the right hand on top. This is Alpi Kabbalah, that the right hand represents the Midah of Chesed, and the left hand represents the Midah of Din, and you want the Chesed to overpower the Din. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in his Sefer about the halachas of people who are left-handed, puts down some rules, and one of the rules is when you're dealing with representation of the midas of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we do not look at the person who's a lefty, but we look at the general right and left of the populace. So even a person who's a lefty would put his right hand over his left hand. The Aruch HaShulchan says that this halacha, that you put your hands on your lav and the right hand on the top of the left hand, is all talking about a person who's already used to doing that, he's comfortable doing that, he doesn't find it as a distraction. But if a person finds he davens more focused, if he's holding on to his shtender or some other form of how he's standing, which will allow him to be more focused, he is allowed to do so. He does not have to put his hands al liboy yimin al smo. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up the further in the siman as Hashem tomorrow. Have a good day.